Okay, let's begin our discussion of Acharemos Kedoshim Tavshin Peivav, as we are jam-packed. Obviously, the number of mitzvahs that are in these parashios are many, and we just got to do one by one and step by step to get the thought. So we start off with just the pshat of a pasuk, the first pasuk in the first parsha that we're going to have, and that is if we read the beginning of the parsha, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, Acharemos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Hashem says to Moshe, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, b'karvasam lefnei Hashem vayamusu, when they came close to in front of Hashem, vayamusu, when they died. And then, of course, we have the tzivui of the avoda, what we call the avoda of Yom Kippurim. We've quoted in the past the thought of the Gra. The Gra is quoted by many achronim, the Chayi Adam, the Meshachachma, the Ksav HaKabbalah. They all quote the Gra that the Yom Kippur is not mentioned until the end of the parsha. To the end of the parsha. So really, the Gra says Aaron HaKohen could have done this avoda every single time he wanted to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll have to get back to that. This is the pasuk. The question that's asked is, what is Acharei Moshe Bnei Aaron doing there? Okay, we know that they died in Parsha Shmini. So why is it mentioned again here? Hashem says to Moshe, after the death. Yeah, it was after. That was a while ago. So what is that referring to? So as we will see, this is a major machlokas between the Rashi and the Ramban. What is the pshat of the pasuk? How do you translate? Hashem said to Moshe, after the death. So what is that? So we'll start with the Ramban, and then we'll go to Rashi, because the Ramban says what he says, and then he says, and this is against Rashi, which is based on Chazal. So says the, you know, I don't even think he quotes Rashi. Says the Ramban. First Ramban in the Parsha. Tamachrei Moshe Bnei Aaron. Ki miyad, says the Ramban. Miyad ka'asher mesu banav. Right when Aaron's sons died, back in Parsha Shmini, ka'asher mesu banav, his here as Aaron min hayayinu min hashechar shelo yamus. Right after Aaron's son died, he, Hashem, gave the tzivui to Aaron, not to drink wine. Right, that's why one of the pshatim of Aaron's sons, what they did wrong is drink wine. Va'amar o lemoshe, and at that time also, Hashem told Moshe, she asiru so shelo yamus b'kar v'sol avnei Hashem. Right after Aaron's sons died, Hashem gave two tzivuyim, one to Aaron and one to Moshe. Aaron, don't drink before you go in. Right, he was, and Aaron was zocher. Remember, Chazal say because of Ayidom Aaron, Aaron was zocher to a special dibur bifnei atzmo. So at that time, he told Aaron, "Don't drink wine and do the avoda." And also, he told Moshe, "Don't go in whenever you want to the Kodesh Kodashim." Vahakarov shahayu shtei mitzvos elu biyom hamachros lemitzasam. Says the Ramban, I think, and again, this is the Ramban's own suggestion. Doesn't get this by in Chazal anywhere. It was the following day, the day after Aaron's sons died. Hashem spoke to Aaron, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Ki bo bayom onin haya, because on the day of, he wasn't going to give Aaron a tzivui, vein ruach ha-kodesh shor mitoch atzos, not because he had the halach of an onin so much, because we know that a kohen gadol is oved ba'aninus, but ruach ha-kodesh, right? He can't be sad when you have, and get avoda. The azharas ha-yayin ha-dibur la-aron haya, and the warning of the wine is, was to Aaron, uba'oso hayom, I said, gam kena mitzvah l'moshe, it was the same day. But the pasuk is makdim. Hikdem akasev ha'azharos. Shehizyeres Yisrael shlo yamusu b'tumasam. B'tamasiv b'shkenei shar b'zocham. Right, the Ramban is bothered, but one second, they died in Parsha Shmini. So that was a while ago, right? Shmini, the first part of Shmini, Tazria, Mitzora, Achremos. So this happened then? Says the Ramban, yeah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to, you know, go off on a little tangent, in quotes. Not a tangent, but Hashem had to describe Tumah and all the laws of who's Tameh and who's Tara and Saras. But now we're getting back to the Acharkin, because of Azaras HaYachid. He told the Tzibur all the laws of being Tameh, and then he told Moshe and Aaron, V'al Daiti, and then the Ramban says, so let's just translate the Pasuk for a second according to the Ramban. Right, how did you read the first Pasuk? V'yadabar Hashem HaMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Acharei Moshe Bnei Aaron. When did he say it? Right after Aaron's sons died. Acharei Moshe is the context of when it was said. Right? That's the how the Ramban reads the Pasuk. Right? Dabar Hashem Moshe, meaning, note that even though, and the Ramban is going to say this explicitly in a minute, even though the Aaron's sons died 2.5 parshias ago, we're putting this pasuk back in time. And this is the Ramban's Yisod that he says in a number of places. V'aldaiti, the Ramban Shita is, kol ha-Torah k'seder. The Torah is written in chronological order unless, oh, let's get to the unless, shekol ha-makomot ha-shemem ya'acher ha-muktam yifarish bo, unless the Torah explicates it. This is the Shita's Ramban. Unlike Rashi and other Rishonim, right? Rashi says more than once, e-muktam ha-rochom ha-Torah, right? What does Rashi say? The Mishkan was, and the Chete Egel. Right, the Mishkan was a tikkun for Chet Egel. So even though Truman Tetzav is written before Kisisa, Kisisa happened first. That's Rashi Shita. And the Ramban says that's wrong. The Ramban says, no, Truma, the Mishkan, is a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Right, the Ramban doesn't say Eim Muktam Meuchar unless he's forced to, unless the Torah says it, like Perek Aleph, Perek Tes of Bamidbar. The dates, right, Perek Aleph is the date after Perek Tes, by Pesach Sheni. Right, so sometimes, says the Ramban, this is also an exception to the rule. Meaning the Torah is saying, by saying Achrei Mos, the Torah is saying, put this earlier. Let's read it now. Shekol makom asher shebem ya'achar ha-muktam yifarish bo kagon, vaydabar shem Moshe bar Sinai, by midbar hazeh. Right, when later on, in when the Torah says, at the beginning of of Parshas Bahar, kagon vayhik b'yom kalos bo shalakim hazeh mishkan, b'sefer sheni. V'lochach omar b'kan Achrei Mos lohodia, ki hoyezeh Achrei Mos ambiyad. So the Ramban reads the first pasuk of our parsha as Hashem says to Moshe, when, meaning says right after Aaron's sons died, you know, this is what, this is the halacha. And now the Ramban notes, V'al divrei Rabbo Seinu. Interesting, he doesn't quote this from Rashi. He just quotes Rabbo Seinu. This is what Rashi is based on. V'al divrei Rabbo Seinu, sha'amru shalotamos kaderach shemeis ploni. Right, what does Chazal say? Chazal say, now we can look at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi for a second. Matam alomar. Einon yodim, anom alabadibari. We don't know that Aaron's sons died. We know. That was a while ago. Reb Elazar ben Azariah, moshlo masho, l'chol shenuch naseis l'rofe. It's like somebody who's sick who goes to a doctor. Amar lo, atoch atzor tishka patacha. The doctor says, don't eat this. Don't eat this. To the first person. And then the second, the ba acher v'amar lo. And then the second case, he says, don't eat this. Because if you do, you're going to die like so-and-so. That's much more potent and much more effective of a warning. So that's what's going on here. Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Achrei Moshe ben Aaron, Hashem ayamusu, v'chulu, and he tells him not go into the Kodesh Kodashim. According to Rashi, according to Chazal, how do you read the Pasuk? Achrei Moshe is not telling you when the Dibur was said. Achrei Moshe is part of the Tzivui, according to Chazal. That's what the Ramban says. How do you read the pasuk? It's part of the content of Hashem's command. Acharei. How do you read acharei? Once or since Aaron's sons died, you obviously realize this is something that you should stay away from. It's part of the content. It's not just background to the tzivui. It's part of the tzivui. Machlokas Rashi, Chazal, and the Ramban, how to read. Good. So we know that Rashi says this in a number of places. Rashi tries to give the Pashup shot. Right? Ain't Bati El Yashib Shutosho Mikra. And we know the Rashbam, his grandson, writes in the beginning of a Yeshev, that his grandfather once told him, he was older already, right? The Rashbam was 20 years younger than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was Rashi's grandson. Rabbeinu Tam, or the Rivam was like 10 years later, and the Rashbam was, or maybe it was flipped. I don't remember. The Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, they were 20 years separate. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up. But either way, he said, by the time he had this conversation with his grandfather, he said, I can't write it again, but if I would have to write my commentary on Chumash again, I would write it even more Pshuto Shemikra. So Rashbam quotes from Rashi, beginning of Vayeshev. So is Rashi giving the Pshat here? Which is more Pasha Pshat? Which is more Pasha Pshat here, Rashi or the Ramban? So the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal here, just a little bit, he delves into Rashi, meaning we could always ask, what's bothering Rashi? Why does Rashi say what he says? He does not say what the Ramban says. That this is just Acharei Mos. It's a part of the Tzivui. Says the Gur Aryeh. Let's do a little bit. We might not do the whole thing. Says the Gur Aryeh, source 2. Zemashma, right, the language of the Rashi, which says, Mata Malomar, don't we know? Right, Acharemos, you look at the Dibur HaMaskal, Acharemos Shnei B'nei Aaron. Elo Delo Havi Lo Michtav Acharemos. Rashi's bothered by that phrase. What is that teaching us? De'ein Latarets to Hutzrach Lifto Masai Namar Lo Adibur. Says the Gur Aryeh, Rashi doesn't like the Ramban's pshat. It can't be that it's just telling us when, why. De'im Kane, Lo Havi Lo Michtav Rak Acharemos Shnei B'nei Aaron. What's the continuation of the phrase? Just say it was said right after Aaron's sons died. You have to go through the whole details again. No, that seems to point to the doctor pshat. Right? If the Ramban is right, says the Gur Aryeh, then Rashi should have just, the Pasuk should have just said, when was it said after Aaron's sons died? You have to go through the whole story again. Im lo lahaziris Aaron, shelo yavo lakodesh, shelo yamus. Gamke kemoshe meisu b'nei Aaron. Says the Gur Aryeh, but one second. That's why Rashi doesn't like the Ramban. But I still have a question on Rashi. Rashi says this is a mashal to two doctors. Or a doctor giving two different advices. Where do you see two doctors in the pasuk? It's only one doctor. Hashem says, don't do this, or else you're going to die. Where do you get the two from? Ach kasha. De'imkein lo hayler Reb Elazar lomar mashal l'shnei rov. He shouldn't have said mashal to two doctors. He should have said it's a mashal to a good doctor. It's a mashal to an effective doctor. Elo hayler lomar hamazir es acholish liyams derech shemes ploni hu yoser asar mishim esiro yavo b'chaleis. So he's delving in. You know, we would have after the first four lines of the Gur Aryeh, we would have said awesome. That's why he argues with Ramban. Let's go to the next pasuk. The Gur Aryeh said no, don't go yet. Rashi's still not perfect. You still got to explain. What do you mean two doctors? There's only one warning here. Where does he get the two doctors from? Says the Gur Aryeh, says the Maharal, Lefichach, Sarach Lomar Dachi Pirusha. Acharei Moshe Ben Aaron Matam Alomar, Klomar, Matam Alomar Shekabal HaKaz of Dibur Befnei Atzmo. What the issue is? What does the first pasuk say? We don't catch it, but this is really what Rashi's bothered by. The first pasuk says, Vayadaber Hashem HaMoshe, Acharei Moshe ben Aaron, once they died, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe? Second pasuk? What do we have another Vayomer Hashem there? What did Hashem say so far? There's a Vayadaber and a Vayomer. Vayadaber. Hashem says to Moshe, and we're saying it's part of the content, right? After this, his sons died, Vayom, just say, Daber Aaron Achicha. What do you have to extra phrase Vayomer? That leads Rashi to say there must be an implicit two advices going on here. The more effective one is the one that said first. And then he says, we're going to skip a few lines. You can't say Vayomer is just modifying Vayadaber. So therefore it must be, that's the mashal. And he even says, he quotes the medrash that seems to say it beferish. Look on line 12, Torah's Kohanim. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Daber al Aaron al-Achich l'yoba b'choleis. Ve'non yodim, ma nomar l'abadibur rishon. Right, Dibur rishon, the medrash is bothered. V'tiretz ki hu mashal l'shnei rofim. That's the double. It's Rashi knew that even though explicitly there's only, so to speak, one warning, the fact that there's a Vayadaber and a Vayomer, it must be that there are two. One implicit, one explicit, and he doesn't like the Ramban's pshat because of what we said before, and this is why Rashi says what he says. Okay, there's so much in every Rashi, just to appreciate. But moving right along, we get to the next pasuk. So what does Hashem tell Moshe? Tell Aaron, I'm sorry? Tell Moshe about Aaron. Dabar al Aaron achicha, tell your brother. Val yava b'chalei sal kodesh. Don't go in all the time. And again, the end of the parasha, only once a year. Yom Kippur, only going into the Kodesh Kodashim. But let's appreciate for a moment the Vilna Gaon that I alluded to before and I mentioned again. Remember, the Gra says, quoted by, the Gra, remember, didn't write anything on Chumash. It's everything from the Talmidim. So the Gra is quoted by many of the later Achronim. Again, the Chai Adam, the end of the Chachmas Adam. He has a little kuntras called Matzeves Moshe, which was Lezichar Nishmas, his son Moshe. And the Ksava Kabbalah and the Meshech Chachma all quote this Gra. And that is, if the Parsha does not mention Yom Kippur until all the way at the end. All the way at the end of the section, do this once a year, says the Gra. because really it's a chiyuv to do it once a year. But Aaron HaKohen, if he would have ever wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, one day he woke up, he had that urge, he could do this avoda and go into the Kodesh Kodashim. Right? That's the diuk that the Gra has. With that background, I think this thought of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz is even more powerful. Because what does Rashi say here? Val yavo b'chaleis al hakodesh. What does Rashi say? Ki be'anan e'ra'eh. Ki tamir ani nir'eh sham imaut anani. Ulefisha galui shkinasi sham yizaher shalo yar gilavo. Don't go in too often. Don't go in too often. So again, according to the Parshat Shad, of course, don't go in too often. You only have once a year. But according to that Gra, Aaron had the allowance possibility to go in more than once. But the Torah says don't. Shalo yar galavo, Rashi says. Says of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, what's the message of that Rashi? We're talking about the most kadosh person in the most kadosh place in the entire universe. And Hashem still needs to tell him, if you do it too often, it's going to rub off. And it's not going to feel the same quality. And you're not going to be as excited about it. Lo yar gilavo. Don't go too often. Says the Sichas Musar here in source number 3. He quotes first from a number of sources. First from the Chassid Yavetz. The Chassid Yavetz writes, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, right? The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, line 4, there was a halacha. When we used to go to the Beis HaMikdash and Beit Hashem, Meheber Yibane, when we will go, the halacha was, whatever door you go into the Kodesh, the Beis HaMikdash, you gotta go out another door. There was enter and exit, separate doors. And this wasn't just because of traffic control. If you come at 2 o'clock in the morning and leave at 4 o'clock in the morning, you still gotta go out through different doors. Why? Don't. Why? You shouldn't see the same doorway a second time. You'll lose that excitement. You'll lose that feeling of, oh, wow. The first time we see anything, it's so dramatic. The second time, if you see any, if you go anything in the world, it's like the second time it loses something. Says the Sichos Musar, Hergol, rote. Rote is the greatest danger for excitement in Avodas Hashem. And going up, raising ourselves up. When we have this fire of excitement in us, the Yetzirah of Hergel comes and tries to extinguish it. Tries to, make it not glow. Then it's totally out. He goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And still Hashem says, not too often. Not too often. Aaron HaKohen, Kodesh Kadoshim. If he does it twice, it's going to be too much. Yeah. Even that. Because Hashem doesn't want that moment to be lost. Acharei kol ha'achanas. And he prepares for a week, and he brings all the karbanos, and he's lefrei lefnim. Still, tziv sator shleikonis elapam achas pashana. Once a year, shim lokein omenu basakana atzuma shel hergel. Because Sakana Atsuma. Od Kasav, he quotes, again from the Chazal Yavetz, Ki beteva adam lakutz bedvarim ha'hasman asam. The more we're used to something, we just get used to it. It's not exciting. Vayavo lavuz ha'malamed v'tora atzma. Right? We have to think every day is something new. Every day is something exciting. Right? When we learn something, okay, it's like, Daf Beis is always exciting, no matter what. You start a new mesech, even if you're doing Daf Yomi. Do Daf Yomi for years, the first day of a new Masechta, it's like, wow, it's like a hischadshus. It's already gone by Daf Gimel. We're being realistic. Halavaya wouldn't be, but that's human nature. We love haschalas. We know love newness. The second day, okay, I already did one Daf. But to feel the excitement, we have to feel the excitement, and that's what he says, is the message of Velo Yargil. Velo Yargil. Turn the page. He says that was the problem with the man. right? With our attitude with the man. V'cheach patzina b'nei saman. B'shah she'yorad mahaman lo yisrael midei yom b'yomo. What did b'nei Yisrael say afterwards? Oy, this man, we're sick of it already. Sick of it? Sick of the man? How is that possible? We think of this. They got lechem in Hashemayim. And once the man stopped falling, Rashi, right? They didn't have any man anymore. Excuse me, anymore, right? When they had the man, they were used to it, and it was rote. It already had it already. So we have to recognize that, you know, that we have to figure out ways to keep excitement and to, you know, think about the privilege it is to do any mitzvah that we're doing. Zu ikra avodas ha'adam, he says at the end, l'chadesh es rikshosav shel kol sha, to awaken and renew his feelings, v'lishmar al alev, l'val yitztanein b'avodas Hashem. Don't get cold. Don't get cold or dry. V'lotia yiraso mitzvas anashim milumata. Okay, so we get into now the avodah of Yom Kippur. We know the Torah describes the different avodos. We know Rashi says towards the end of the section that there is one pasuk that is not in order. According to the Torah Shebech Safir, there seems to be three sections of avoda. Right, there's Big Day Zahav outside the Kodesh Kodashim, Big Day Lavan inside, and Big Day Zahav outside. But according to Torah Shebech Peh, there's five. Right, we know the Kohen Gadol goes into the mikvah five times on Yom Kippur, and in Mekadesh Shadayim Raglayim 10 times. That's the Mesorah that we have. So that means it goes Big Day Zahav, Lavan, Zahav, Lavan, Zahav. Right? It's five sections of the Avoda. But at the center part of the Avoda, we know, are the goats. Are the Shnei Seirim. Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Vav, V'ikriv Aaron is, I'm sorry, Pasuk Zayin, V'lakach HaShnei HaSeirim, V'amid, somebody mute, please. Somebody just went off mute. V'lakach HaShnei HaSeirim, V'hemid osam l'fnei Hashem Pesach olam oed. Take the two goats. V'nasan Aaron al shnei asirim goralos. And Aaron puts the goralos. We know he sticks his hand in and he picks out one of the two. Goral achad l'Hashem, v'goral achad la'azazel. V'girv Aaron, and one sa'ir is taken and the blood is taken inside the Kodesh Kodashim. That's l'Hashem. And the goat that has la'azazel is let out by the ish iti. And all the avonos of all of Am Yisrael are on that goat. So this is the two se'irim. If you look in the source 5, new sefer, I just got this last week. I was at the Mosada Rav Kook sale, and I got Rav Rabinovitz's sefer from Alad Dumim, Ner L'Nesivasi. So we never quoted from this before because just got it. It's not a new sefer; it's just new for me. I guess every sefer is supposed to feel new, like we just said. There's no rote. Okay. So he says there, I think we quoted a similar idea from Rev Soloveitchik many years ago. The two goats have opposite destinies. Totally opposite. Lashem and Lazazel. But the halacha is, at least l'chadchila, they have to look exactly the same. And they have to cost the exact same amount to buy. They have to be like twins. Hatorah tzib mitzave. Meis hadas beis lo yikach shnei sirei yizim lachatos. V'chulu. Shnei sirei yom ha-kipurim. Mitzvah son shi yushavin b'mare b'koma b'damim. Exactly. Look alike. The same height. Same value. V'kol kach lama. What's the message of being the same? What's the message of being the same? B'pnei shoha echad yakrivenu chatos v'ezdamo yavi lefnai v'lefnim. One of them is going to be hukrav as the special carbon chatas on Yom Kippur, and the blood is being taken into the Kodesh Kadashim, ala kapores, v'lefnei kapores, and we all, achas, achas, v'achas, achas ushtayim. And the second one is being led out to the desert, pushed off a cliff. Hasheni shachenu amidbar al eretz gzeira, v'yaleo al tzuk az, v'gavoa. Shema o ole hadas, shakar ben achatas, aboy lefnim, roishi yemuhuda v'yoser. I might have thought, you know, the goat that's lefnai v'lefnim, that should be a mehudr goat. That should be expensive. That should be handsome. That should be a hiddur mitzvah. And the goat going to the Azazel, just get it. Just, doesn't matter. Just, that's a lower level avoda. That's outside. Aval mishtaleach dai lo b'kol shehu. What does the Torah say? Exactly equal. L'fichach ekpida Torah sheyishnei yashavim. Ki zeh kamo zeh mitzvah sapor nasas bo. You know what the avodah of Yom Kippur is? Two goats. And one without the other, it doesn't matter which one is missing, the avodah is lacking. V'shneim ke'echa nitnu l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatosam. They're both a team. If you're missing any part of that team, then it's flawed. Si avodas Yom HaKippur mi'agrolas ha'siyir miki mitzvasam. The height, the climax of the avodah of Yom Kippur is this avodah, is the hagrala and the labeling. Echad makriv aso ha'kohen gadol chatos. One's a chatos, and the second one is led out by... The first one is done by the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the second one is done by Stam and No Name. Stam and No Name, walk it out to the Midbar Yehuda and don't even shecht it. Don't, nothing. Just give it a push. Kaparas Hayom. Sorry. Kaparas Hayom HaKodesh Mitzvasas Hayday Shneem Yachad. Lest you think one avodah is more important than the other one, we know. If you don't do the Sir Lazazel, guess what? The avodah Yom Kippurim is not Machaper. You think this is less? You think this is inferior? Just like if you don't do the one in the Kodesh Kadashim, it's chaser. What's the message for us? What's the message for us? Says Rabinovitz. Right? Nobody should think, oh, I do avoda in the Kodesh Kadashim. He does avoda in the Midbar Yehuda. I do Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. He does push. No, that's his Avodas Hashem, and this is my Avodas Hashem. They're equal. They're both part of the team. Zeh Amesar HaYikari B'Avodazu. Lo Romamus V'lo Gadlus HaMisra Heim Amur Malzchus Emes. HaMivchan U'Ketzad M'Mali Adam Ez HaTafkid. Does each goat fulfill the purpose that it was created for and chosen? That's it. One is not higher than the other one. But even if you don't think it's such a high level, some things in life we have a choice, and some things in life we're put in a situation, and that's it. We don't choose, right? We're put in a situation. And that's it. We don't choose that situation. So whether it's an avoda that we choose or an avoda that we are put in a situation to do, benkach uvenkach, ovedes Hashem be'emes osa kol ma shehutel alav, lasu b'doch modo Hashem b'chol derachecha de'eyu. Right? He doesn't quote it, but it's the same message. I think the Medrash. I think it's a Medrash. I don't think it's a Gemara. I think it's a Medrash. Remember Eliyahu Bahar Carmel? There were two cows, right? The Nevi'ei Abal. Eliyahu says, set up shop. Build your Mizbeach and call out to Hashem, and they spend their whole day calling out to Hashem to try to get a fire down from heaven, and till Eliyahu Bahar Carmel calls out to Hashem, Aneni Hashem Aneni, and the fire comes down. But there were two cows. The Nevi'ei Abal were taking a cow, and Eliyahu Navi was taking a cow. So when the Nevi'ei Abal started taking the cow, it didn't budge. It didn't budge. It didn't move. They were like pulling and pulling. So the Medrash said, what's going on? So Eliyahu Navi goes over and says, what's going on there? He's like, I'm going to be used for such a chil Hashem over there, and I want to be your carbon. Eliyahu Navi says, just like my carbon is Mekadeshim Shemayim, you are going over there and not burning is going to be Mekadeshim Shemayim. And the cow goes over. Same idea. Sir Lashem, Sir Lazazel. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas, right? It was a mistake before. But Brachas. Brachas Yuzayin. The Rabbanan de Yavne used to say, Ani Birya Vechaveri Birya. Right? We're both people. We're both, creations that have a tafkid. Ani malachti ba'ir v'ani hu malachto basada. I work in the city, he works in the field. Ani mashkin l'malachti, hu mashkin l'malachto. He gets up, I get up. Kishem shehu einu miskade b'malachti, kach ani einu miskade b'malachto. Everybody's got their avodas Hashem. Everybody's got their package. Shema tomar ani marbev hu mamit. You might think, I'm greater. You might think that my avoda is more important in the eyes of Hashem. Echad marbev echad mamit. Levat sheichav aliv on l'shemayim. Right, the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Menachos. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the whole team, and that's the message of the two seirim. Right, and he says, he quotes. That's why when the seir is pushed off the cliff, only then the ribbon on top turns white. when that avoda is done. So sometimes even avodas that we don't think are so glamorous, avodas that we don't know what the scorecard says in Shemayim, right? And we have to know, you know, one person could do something that seems amazing, and one person that seems to be just like, you know, putting the siddurim back in the shul, or doing something else that maybe is not looked at as the most glamorous, right? Sometimes people, I've mentioned this before, you know, Galila, come on. I'm a Hagba guy, right? What is the Gabbai think? Right? Every little aspect is something special. Okay. And we've had stories about that in the past, but I'm not going to repeat that now. Says the Pasuk, now we're past Yom Kippur. We're past Yom Kippur, we get into some of the mitzvahs of Acharei Mos Kedoshim. So the Pasuk says, two words that are the basis for so much, V'chai Bohem. Right before Shishi in Acharei Mos. Ushmartem eschu kostavis bishpatei asher yaso somehow Adam, V'chai Bohem. You shall live in them, Ani Hashem. V'chai Bohem. Says Rav Soloveitchik in source number 7. Right, we know this is the source. V'chai Bohem is the source for all mitzvahs. I should say the other way. All life takes precedence over all averus, except for the big three. Otherwise, the rule, v'chai bohem. That's the given. The given is v'chai bohem, and then you need sources for the big three. The law, says Rav Soloveitchik, the law is the watchword. This law is the watchword of Judaism, right? What he just said, the previous line, Chalel Shabbos Achas, the teaching of the Torah do not oppose the laws of life and reality. For were they to clash with this world, were they to negate the value of concrete physiological, biological existence, then they would contain not mercy, loving kindness, and peace, but vengeance and wrath. But the Torah was created before the world, and the world was created based on the blueprint of the Torah. So obviously, the Torah must give allowance to life. And then he quotes from Reb Chaim, right? They say, briskers are generally very machmir in that many areas. So they quote this, Reb Soloveitchik said, my grandfather was very machmir in pikuach nefesh. You have to eat. Right? You call that a chumra or a kula, but whatever you call it. My grandfather, Reb Chaim, disagreed with the legal view. He argued that on Yom Kippur, when you feed a sick person who is in mortal danger, we're not poskening here, we're just quoting the story, right? Small amounts of food at a time. There's something called, right, eating b'shiurin, right? Because Yom Kippur, you have to be in a state of inui, right? The shiur is larger, koseves. So you feed little by little, right? A shot glass every 10 minutes, which is the minug, not the minug, the minug all, but generally if a chola can get away with eating b'shiurin, that's what we try to do. Reb Chaim argued, Chaim said no. He instructed those who were taking care of a sick individual to serve him on a regular meal, just as they would on other days. And then he quotes, Rav Soloveitchik says, when my father was about to travel to Racine, a town close to Kovna, to take up a rabbinical post, my grandfather told him, I command you to follow my view regarding a chole on Yom Kippur, because that's emes. Okay? That's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was careful about v'chai bohem. He was very machmir on pikuach nefesh, which led to a kula, let's say, of a chai bohem. This law that pikuach nefesh, saving a life, overrides all the commandments, is indicative of the high value that which halacha viewpoint attributes to one's earthly life. Right? This life, olam hazeh, is crucial. The infinite value of human life, my father, Zichrono Livracha, loved to talk about that in many, many of his lectures. The infinite value of every moment of human life. There's no such thing as quality, quantity, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides that. But that's v'chai bohem. Temporal life becomes transformed into eternal life. It becomes sanctified and elevated with eternal holiness. The concept of v'chai bohem. So this is, as the Gemara says, and Rav Soloveitchik expands, it's olam hazeh, that's v'chai bohem. There is a deeper idea of v'chai bohem. Once we're quoting this, something that we quoted many years ago, based on Kabbalistic sources, but I'll give it to you from the Chafetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim and his Akdama to the Mishneh Berurah Chela Gimel. You have it there in source number 8. Source number 8, the Mishneh Berurah there, the context of the Mishneh Berurah is talking about, if you remember, the importance and significance of learning Hilchos Shabbos. So he gives a couple of points before what you have in front of you. It's the most serious onesh, and mumar l'shabbos is a mumar l'chol atar kula. But then he gets into this idea. V'gam tzarech l'das. You have to know. Haramach mitzvah shebet Torah shehita l'Hashem yisbarach al adam l'zachram l'shamram. The 248 mitzvahs mitzvahs in the Torah, 248, 365. So 248, hu neged ramach yivarm sheba adam. The 248 mitzvahs asay are keneged, the 248 limbs in our body. V'kihechi debe yivarm nimsa yivarm shonim. And just like in our body, there are some limbs that are life and death. Neshama tluya bahem. Right? And aver shan neshama tluya bahem. You don't have this limb, we're not going to live. And there are some Ivarim that Rachman al-Islam would be terrible to lose, but we can live without them. Yesh she'ein ha-Nesham etuli b'hem. Could go ma'yad v'aregah v'chadome. A hand, a foot. Da'afim yachasru. Even if they're missing, afsha ha-hesed u'rav ma'od. Even though it's a terrible loss, avapikin nikrash rak b'shein ba'amum. He's alive, but he'd be called a ba'amum. The yesh, but there are some mitzvahs. I'm sorry. There are some limbs. But there are some limbs or organs that if you don't have, can't live. Kagon shenitas rosho, the head. Oshenikras garlibo, the heart. Sheshamhu makarachayim. So if that applies to limbs, there are different categories of limbs, says the Chafetz Chaim, there's also different categories of mitzvahs. Kenu gamkein bi'inyani mitzvahs Hashem yizbarach. Sha'aleim gamkein ksiv, our pasuk. Asher yaso osam ha'adam, v'chai bahem. You shall live through the mitzvah. So again, the pashup shot is that you have to live in this world and pikoch nefesh docha shabbos v'chulu. But it says the Chafetz Chaim on a deeper, more Kabbalistic level, the mitzvahs that we do give spiritual sustenance to those limbs for eternity. V'ne'emar ki yuchay yachav aruch yamecha. V'opsuchim har b'kohena hamorim lanu ki ikr chaya nefesh l'olam haba. So b'kiyam ha-Torah. The life that we're going to live in the eternal world, those limbs, that v'chai bahem, is strengthened by the mitzvah. That's what you said. Do the mitzvahs v'chai bahem to give us eternal life. Yesh mitzvahs, and there's the same parallel. Different categories. Yesh mitzvahs shafilu in pasha ha'adam ba'avar aleyem. There's some mitzvahs that even if we violate, hu nikra l'olam haba, like v'shem ba'amum. Some mitzvahs a Jew can live without, so to speak. Terrible. But a Jew, he's still called a Jew. He can live without. Nobody's perfect. It'll be terribly embarrassing because we will be, you know, a ba'amum in the future. But other mitzvahs, v'chulu, he's going to be a ba'amum and it's going to be terrible. V'chulu. Where does he say the, continuing, v'kivan, let me just, in the contrast. This is all the first type of mitzvah. He says a person will be a ba'amum if he doesn't fulfill it, and he'll be a ba'amum when he comes to the tchi in the future, the next column. Everyone will know the chulu. But then he says there are some mitzvahs that are definitional. And look at the bottom of the second column. The yesh inyan in line 18, shim neged arosh v'halev. But there are some that it's not even a balmum in the future. It's that we can't live without. They're the head, they're the heart. Shim ikr chiyus hanefesh hakadosha, kamo emuna b'torazo, then yishmir Shabbos. That's his context there. Shabbos is definitional to a Jew. Right? Ki osi b'ni u'b'neichem. Tu gamkin yisod ha'emuna, dim yechzer lo inyanim ha'heim. If we're missing some of these definitional, the head, the heart, the lungs, so then that could even affect the chiyus in the future. And says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the v'chai bahem. That's another v'chai bahem understanding. So the Chazal, and Rav Soloveitchik expanded on that, is the v'chai bahem in terms of the physical world. The Chafetz Chaim, based on these other earlier sources, say v'chai bahem in the spiritual world. We do mitzvahs in order, asher yaso sam ha'adam, v'chai bahem. That's what the pasuk, keep the chukim and the mishpata asher yaso sam ha'adam, v'chai bahem. Okay. Moving right along. At the end of the Achremos, towards the end of Achremos, we have all the Arayas. all the Arayas, and we have the Arayas again in Kedoshim. Towards the end of the Arayas, it's unusual that this is stuck there. What exactly? Some Rishonim, not too many, touch on this. We have all of the Arayas mentioned, and then we have the Isser of Molech, giving one's children to Avodah Zarah Molech. Then we have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema, which seem to be connected to Arayas. And then Sama Pasuk. Interesting, what Molech is doing in the middle before Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. Okay, but this is Molech. The Pasuk says, Mizarachalo Sitin La'avir La'Molech, don't give your children to Molech, a type of Avodah Zarah, V'lozachal Hashem Lekecha. So another sefer I got there at the sale there was sefer called Sipurei Chasidim Bedrashos LaParshas HaShavua. So it's basically a little vart, a little synopsis of a little topic on the parsha, and then a Chasidish story related to that thought. So he just quotes here the Machlokas Rashi Ramban about Molech, which I think we have touched on in the past. Isser of Molech is obviously Avodah Zarah. What exactly happened by Molech, when somebody gave their children, Rahman al-Islam, did their children die when they gave their children to Molech? That's not clear. Machlokas Rashi Ramban. See the source number 9. Chelek Ha'iyuni. Mizarachal Hashim La'avar La'molech. Ha'avar La'molech Ha'isa Pulchan Elili. It was Avodah Zarah, a ceremony. Shbo Ha'yu Ma'avir Espanim Ba'esh. We know it was passing children through fire. Molech was the name of the idol that they did this towards, but the Mefarshim argue exactly, as I said, how it was done. Rashi, line 7. You give the child to the priests of this Molech, two fires on the side, you put the child in between, that's Lositein, don't give it to Molech. Doesn't sound like from Rashi that the child dies. Sounds like he just passed through. Shalos sarfinoso. Right? After all, the Gemara says, Hever atzmo pater. If somebody gives themselves to Molech, pater. If a person dies when they do Molech, that chai pater, like lamay nafkamina. Right? In Shemayim, they'll figure out in Shemayim whether he's chai or pater. So the fact that Hever atzmo means the guy's still alive. The Ramban argues, based on a number of reasons, the Ramban argues and thinks, that the child is killed in Molech, line 18. Ha'ava moso lekomrim l'shem avodah zara nesina v'lekomr ha'yimanifim moso v'machzir noso lidei ha'ava ulochu mavir balava ish. Okay, machlokas. We know historically, and this is where the story comes in. We know historically that Molech was done in Gei Ben Hinnom, which is right outside the old city walls these days. That area where there's a valley right outside by the Sultan, pool over there. That's where they did Molech. Outside the city walls. They found the archaeology. So if you turn the page, Hachelek HaSipuri quotes, as it says by Menashe. It says the part by Menashe. Menashe, we know, one of the kings of, Malchus Beis David, but he was over at Azara. Whoever is Banav Ba'esh Begei Ben Hinnom. Right there. It says it in Tanakh. Sibra Zem Misrachesh Bachasli Apikisho Shalaad Mar Bigur. Balimrei Emes and Rav Kook be'Eretz Yisrael. Story that took place between Rav Kook and the Imrei Emes in 1921. Tafresh Pei Aleph, Bikra Admar Rebbe, and this each one is, you know, out for the understanding of Lashem Shemayim, so to speak. So the Imrei Emes came the first time to Eretz Yisrael. K'shealu Yerushalayim, line 17. Panim Kama Mikorvav La'arech Bikur Nimusin. It's Rav Yisrael going Kook. He went to visit Rav Kook. Rav Kook was the Rav Rashi of Eretz Yisrael in those days. Toch kadei sicha hibia admar migoret saro alkach. Shu yushalayim ira kodesh. Oysa ba'avar kiryane emanash al tzadikim yirem v'shleimim. Mitzuyim ba'al achrona lo ma'at parke ol toru mitzvus. It pained him that there were people who weren't shomer Torah mitzvus in Yerushalayim ira kodesh. And we understand that. The holiest city, and there are those that are not... In the palace of the king, there are those that are not keeping the mitzvahs. So it pained him. Ulama Rav Kook lo higiv al advarim. Rav Kook didn't answer. And he brought him and started talking about other things. B'tom ha'sicha ruka, after the long talk, nichlas Rav Kook l'mechonito shel admar. Rav Kook went into the Imer Emes' car and started showing him all the sights, taking him around in the car. La'achar shekibos chomos Yerushalayim, after they went around the walls of Yerushalayim from west to east, galsha mechonit b'mordei har tzion, down har tzion, we know where that is, ha'mashkif ha'panei go b'gein ben hinom. So they see that. Hitzviya Rav Kook le'ever ha'emek, Rav Kook points to there and says, this is Gei Ben Hinnom, where the Avodah of Moloch was done for so many years in the stories of Tanakh. Baruch Hashem, there's nobody doing Moloch today. Rav Kook looked at those who weren't doing all the mitzvahs, but was able to see a different side of them and see the positiveness. And that reflected Rav Kook's attitude as, again, the Emory Amos was out for the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and Rav Kook was out for the Kedusha of each Jew. And each one of them has what to teach us. Okay, we'll continue. Says we got to do a little bit of Kedoshim. Not really fair. But I apologize that it's going to be 5 and 2 this year. But Achrimis Kedoshim is like one topic. Okay. So we have Yutas Tezayin, something very special, which I really connected to this thought, and you'll see why. Lo Selech Rachil Ba'amecha. The source of Rechilus. We're not going to be mechalik right now between Rechilus and Lashon Hara, though there are two different categories, as the Chafetz Chaim says. Lo Selech Rachil Ba'amecha. So there is a thought that's mentioned here in the Menachem Tzion, Reb Menachem Zaks, the son-in-law, Rishi Pesach, says, source 11. Lo Selech Rachil Ba'amecha. Maybe there's a deeper idea here. Not just don't talk Rechilus. The key word is Ba'amecha. Lo Selech Rachil Ba'amecha. Hamila ba'amecha muvana as hara miyuchedes lo laleches rachil b'chadav rakasha l'chol ha'am. Don't say rachilus and generalize it and stereotype for the entire Jewish nation. Lo telech rachil ba'amecha. Rachilus neged inyan shel ha'am nechsheves la'avon chamur ma'od. Rachilus against the am v'kaparasahi ma'od kasheh. Just like the Gemara says, if I steal from the Rabbim, how do I do tshuva for that? If I steal from an individual, I can give back to the individual. If I steal from the Rabbim, what do? It's like impossible. If I stole from the public, who do I pay back? So, what do I have to do? Give money to Tzarchei Rabbim. So hopefully, some say, hopefully the person who you stole from will get it. But it's very hard. Stealing from the Rabbim. Says the Menachem Tzion, Rechilus. Lashon Hara against the Rabbim has the same problem. Kacha hamotzi rechilus v'shemra ala davar shukinyan ha'am. Avono kasha misa'eis. It's very hard. Tshuvas ha'mishkal shelo. Titachin rakba vo the Rabbim v'sur lo tovas ha'am. You got to do something great for Am Yisrael. If I rank, if I knock on the entire nation, I say something about Jews. I just say something about Am Yisrael. Or I say something about Am Yisrael in general, in a town, but of the whole nation. That's what he's talking about. Losech Rachil Ba'amecha. Ba'amecha. He says, maybe that's why, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Saginar. We think Rabbi Yisrael Barditchev. Moshe Rabbeinu was before him. No matter what happens, Moshe's like, forgive them, I'm only for them. Right? Asul Egomas, he did an Egel. What's the first thing? Before Moshe goes down, he davits for them. Don't destroy them, forgive them. 40 days he went to get forgiveness for and try to get the Luchashnios im Kalzos here by Moshe, line 12. Lachalos is Bnei Hashem Elokav, Lesloach Lem, Akadina Chorzlem, Soros Nafshabad Yisroel, why take me out, Mechenina Mesifracha? And yet by the Meraglim, he says, that's not fair, because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisroel when he could. For all the Chataim. Ulam Yotzei Me'achal Azeh, line 16, Shall Moshe liyos tabin melas yosher she Yisrael shem nesim yimachu avon meraglim. By the meraglim, you don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu daven too hard. Don't destroy them. Let him go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe accepts it. Even by the mafilim, he says, don't go. Something seemed to have changed by the chait of the meraglim. Lo aisa hagavas Moshe al gzardin. Turning over. Halazeb vakasha meitz shem shlicha gemura. He doesn't ask for that. Lo lahakos es ha'am. Bimaka mochetzes. He says, okay, don't kill him at once. Spread it out. But he doesn't ask for forgiveness. He doesn't explain, but he says, motzi diba la'aretz, afimi diba enim rechokam en ha'emes, v'chevim madas lahakishim over malav anachomor, lo telech rachil ba'amecha. because this chet wasn't a personal chet. It wasn't even avodah zarah. It was basically knocking and ranking on Eretz Yisrael. How do you do tshuva for that? Right? It's kind of similar to the, it's a sin against the nation or against the land. Well, that's like Ba'amecha, says the Menachem Sion. And that's very difficult. And he says, and that's why he says, you have it even in the Lashon. Sometimes in the Lashon, he says on Yom Kippur, forgive la'avonos, v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. Right? La'avonos seinu, v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. Forgive, he says, what's the pshat? Our sins and the sins of amo beis Yisrael, the sins that I did amo beis Yisrael. This is his tradition, we'll say rachel amecha. I've said in the past, maybe not in this context, in the positive, I said it under one of my son's achuppas, and that is, we usually think of three areas of life in mitzvahs, ben adam la'makom, ben adam la'chavero, and ben adam la'atzmo. Or that's what the achronim add on. I think maybe there's a fourth category, but it wasn't l'maisa for 2,000 years, and that's why the mefarshim haven't spoken about it really. Ben adam la'amo. When somebody could do something for the entire am. Now that's not just chesed for a community, right? When a chayal goes out to defend the state of Israel, that's for amo, protecting the whole lands, protecting the whole nation. That's ben adam la'amo. And that's something that often we don't get to do. And that's exactly the opposite and the positive of this. Lo seilach rachel ba'amecha, according to the Menachem Sion, is a sin against the nation. But we could look at it in the positive and try to find ways that we could do something positive for the am. Okay. And finally, just to squeeze in, we don't have time to fully develop it. V'yad l'recha kamocha. Again, please read it if we don't get to all of it, but the Ksava Kabbalah deals with Ramban's kasha, and that is, how is it possible? Right? It's possible. So the Ramban answer is, it's not possible. The Ramban answer is guzma. It's just an exaggeration. It's not possible. But, so how do you understand the pasuk? V'yad l'recha kamocha. And to add to the question, again, I'm not giving this full justice, but Rabbi Akiva is the one that said V'yad l'recha kamocha is a klal gadol Torah. Rabbi Akiva is also the one in Bava Metzia that if you have one water bottle and you're in the desert, you keep it, don't give it to your friend. Because Chayecha Kodmin. V'yad l'recha kamocha, what do you mean? So Ksava Kabbalah says, no, what does V'yad l'recha kamocha mean? It doesn't mean love your friend like yourself, because that's impossible. You know what it means? How you would want your friend to treat you, you treat others. That's meduyak. How you would want your friend to treat you, treat others. Right? If your friend has a water bottle and if he splits it, you're both going to die, then you don't expect him to give it to you. But you expect to be treated with respect, treat him with respect. You expect to do little favors for you, that you would do favors for you, do favors for him. All the examples given in the, he quotes 7 or 8 examples. Here, you would want to be out for my goodness. You would want him to be out for your goodness, be out for his goodness. If you do that, that limits the, pasuk, but it makes it more realistic. And it makes it something that we could all connect to. The ahat l'recha kamocha, how you would want others to treat you, you treat them. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zochet to that level of ahavas Yisrael. And Be'ez Hashem, vizocha to all good things for each individual and for our nation. We'll stop here.